You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
This week, brothers, we are especially looking at passages that prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah, as it says in our write-up. So we're looking at some of the great and most well-known passages this week that prophesy or announce the coming of the Messiah. Today and tomorrow, we've got a couple from the Pentateuch, from the early chapters of the Old Testament. We've got a great one from today. It's from Numbers 24. It's a terrific story. It's the people of Israel are marching up toward the promised land. They're actually coming along the east, and they're coming, therefore, through Moab. And they even say to the Moabites, look, we don't want any trouble with you. Will you just let us pass? Well, Balak, the king of Moab, is not happy about this, and so he wants every advantage he can get. So he hires a well-known prophet named Balaam. You would say his name Balaam, but we say Balaam. To go up to a mountain and curse the people. And it rather backfires on poor Balak because, as Balaam says, he's going to prophesy what God gives him to say. He's a true prophet in that sense, even though he's clearly not a good man. And so he goes up to one mountain and he promises blessing rather than curse. Balak's all upset, takes him up another one and does the same thing, takes him up a third one, Mount Peor, which is our mount today. And this is what we have from Balaam. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel camping tribe by tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his discourse and said, the oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down with his eyes uncovered. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel, like palm groves that stretch afar, like gardens beside a river, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. The king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. And so on. And then finally, in the last verse, he crouched, he lay down like a lion, and like a lioness who will rouse him up. Blessed are those who bless you, and cursed are those who curse you. If our ears are open, this last verse is very full of references. So this idea of a lion and a lioness goes back to the passage we're going to look at tomorrow, Genesis 49, which speaks about the king coming from the tribe of Judah. And this language of blessing and curse by the nations is clearly an echo of the promise of the Lord to Abraham. All the nations shall be blessed in you. Those who bless you shall be blessed. And so there's a confirmation here through this somewhat immoral prophet of Israel's call. Balak, he dismisses him. He's very upset. He says, get out of here. You're not even going to get your pay. But before he can leave, Balaam says this final thing. The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. And so on. This is a promise of the Messiah. And it was recognized as such. The language here worked its way into Israel's hope. And this passage in Numbers 24, verse 17, became a famous passage promising the coming of the Messiah. How do we look at this? Well, we're looking back to see the evidence of the Lord's promise in the words of Scripture. We see these allusions, these hints, these shards of light that come. For us, the one who's come, who has come to save the world, is going to do more even than this passage says. This is just the first hint. What he's going to do for us is far greater than what's said here, but what we see here is an initial foreshadowing of the coming of the Lord. And I think it ought to give us confidence that the Lord prepared the way very generally, gradually, readying his people for the coming of the Messiah.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.